The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school basketball, big game night for the girls. Game number two of our basketball broadcast doubleheader. The Napa High Indians at home against the Vintage Crushers of Napa. Crosstown rivalry at its best from the Messner Gymnasium on the campus of Napa High in Napa, California. Well, once again, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith as we'll get set for the big game involving the Napa girls and the Vintage Crushers. This is for bragging rights, and the Napa Indians come in with a 10-14 record, Vintage with a 16-9 mark. In league play, Napa is 4 wins, 4 losses. Vintage is 6 wins and 2 losses, each with 1 game remaining in regular season after tonight's contest. The Napa Indians are coached by Darcy Lewis Ward. She's assisted by her sister, Michelle Lewis. This is Darcy's 15th year as the head girls varsity basketball coach at Napa High. And coming into this season, she had a total of 270 wins. Add on the 10 wins for this season, she's at 280. She had lost 121 coming into this season. So she's got a remarkable record. And on her squad this year, she has 1 senior, that's all, 7 juniors, and 4 sophomores. For the Vintage Crushers, they come in with Joe Donahoe in his second year as the head coach. Last year, he was the 4th head coach for the Vintage girls in 5 years. He has built the team to a 16-9 record. They are 6-2 in league play. With the Vintage Crushers, they have 5 seniors, 8 juniors, and 1 sophomore as they'll get set for action tonight. Joe Donahoe is assisted by Kelsey Zeller Rodriguez. And so we're just about set for our big game from Messner Gymnasium. And Dino Alessio, this has the possibilities of being another exciting one like we just saw in that JV contest.
You know, it's amazing because the first time we covered big game week a couple weeks ago, the games were all nail biters. And then I was expecting more of the same last night, but it didn't quite turn out that way. I guess the basketball gods heard me, and they decided to make the first game tonight incredibly intense. And if the second game is like that, well, we're going to have an entertaining show for our listeners.
Well, since we go from one game right to the other, we didn't have a chance to talk to the head coaches for the varsity action. So we don't have the names of these starters, but we will give them to you as they are announced here at the Messner Gym.
Right. And since this, I believe, is senior night, there may be some seniors starting that wouldn't normally start.
You're right. But Napa only has 1 senior
right,
on their
that's
squad.
True.
And she's a starter. That's Malia
anyway,
Blackman.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no
good point.
Yeah. But Vintage has 5 seniors, and they had their senior night in their last home game. But they acknowledged them tonight, which I thought was very nice.
Yeah, excellent show of sportsmanship as the Napa girls had a gift of a flower and another gift, which I couldn't tell quite what it was, for the 5 senior girls from Vintage.
Yeah, Megan Kuhl, Carolyn Bashi, Bailey Loban, Maggie Shu and Lily Myers are the seniors from Vintage High School. And normally you'll have Megan Kuhl as one of the starters. Carolyn Bashi has been bothered by injuries, so she has not been at 100%. Bailey Loban is always a starter, and those are the 2 main starters that, the Crushers have had. Now let's check the starting lineup here with the PA.
Assistant coach Kelsey Rodriguez, head coach Joe Donahoe.
So first for the Vintage Crushers, I don't know if you can hear the PA announcer in the background, but we will repeat.
Alyssa Andrews
gets the start. She is leading scorer on the team.
She's a senior. Number 3, Megan
Megan Kuhl gets introduced. Very good
senior,
assist leader.
Number five, Nicole Gleason.
Gleason, normally a starter and second leading scorer on the team behind Andrews.
Junior, number 12, Kate Ilsley.
Ilsley, the leading rebounder on the team, quite a team player.
And senior, number 23, Bailey Loben.
Loben, one of the silent leaders of the team,
and
does a good job of setting the offense.
High, girl,
now
Indian.
For Napa here on senior night.
Shooting guard, three-point queen, number 10, Milana Malia Blackman.
Malia Blackman, the one senior on the squad.
She's also a track star, number 13, Jamie McLaughlin.
Jane McLaughlin, a 5'5 junior, getting in the starting.
She's a bruiser, low post threat, number 15, Breck Hearn.
Breck Hearn, a sophomore.
She's a game changer, Charlie Hustle, number 23, guard Carly Johnson.
Carly Johnson is a 5'5 sophomore, injured early some last year, is back healthy this year.
Rose Valley, number 25, Anna Gisletta.
And Anna Gisletta, another sophomore in that starting lineup. So for Vintage, it's Andrews, Kuhl, Gleason, Ilsley, and Loben. For Napa High, it's Blackman, McLaughlin, Hearn, Johnson, and Gisletta. And we'll be back with the opening tip-off in a moment. Big game, senior night from Messner Jail. You're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith as we're set for big game action, Napa High against Vintage. Back on January 25th, these two teams play. Vintage won, close game, 50-48 was the final. That was some game.
That was. That was the game that prompted me to say that I needed hazardous duty pay or something. Either that or we need to make sure there's a defibrillator here because the game was so thrilling. I thought I was going to go into heart palpitations, and I'm expecting more of the same tonight. The JV girls have set the bar now. This has got to be a classic, a hardwood classic between these two teams.
Well, Napa has 10 wins. Vintage has 16. Napa wants to show that they can win on their home court against their crosstown rival. Vintage will be in the burgundy outfits and the gold numerals, Napa in the home white. And the tip is controlled by the Crushers. They're heading to our left, to the north end of Messner Gym, as they get it to Ilsley on a high post, drifting over to the right side. They look to Kuhl, who cuts under the basket. Can't get it to her. Instead, they get a pass over to Loben. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Napa High. Leading a fast break is McLaughlin. McLaughlin pulls it back out towards the top of the key. Vintage is starting out in a man-to-man alignment now, as McLaughlin is looking to pass. Goes over to the left of the key. Blackman tries a shot up, no good. Rebound is loose. Saved from going out of bounds by Napa, but they can't control it then, and it does eventually get out of bounds. We are just underway here in game two of our basketball doubleheader, and the Vintage Crushers get the inbounds pass to Gleason. Now they bring it to front court. Batted out of bounds on a very nice defensive move there by Anna Gisletta. Neither team scoring yet. Still in the opening minute of play here with the Napa Indians using man-to-man defense as well as Vintage, both starting out that way. Kuhl gets her pass at top of the key to Loben. Drives in, stolen by Napa. Napa driving down. It is Johnson going in. Shot is blocked nicely by Gleason. As she comes out, the ball to Andrews. Andrews at midcourt is met there by McLaughlin. The pass tried to get it underneath the ball, and it is tipped out of bounds by the Crushers. So it's getting some fast-paced action to start out. Both teams wanting to shake off the jitters that they have in the big game. And as you said, Dino, the crowd did pick up. It's a little.
We're pretty close to jam-packed.
Napa with the basketball now as Hearn passes over the right side. A three-pointer, or two, just a long two by Emma Gisletta. That was very close to three-point territory. So Napa scores first. Vintages Ilsley brings it forward court. Used up the dribble there. Looks around. Fires the ball over the left side. Now to Gleason. Drives in. Goes up. Shoots. Miss. Gets her own rebound. And puts it back out to Loban. Over to Ilsley on a very high post. Ilsley rolls. Goes up and missed the shot but was fouled on the play and will shoot two free throws. The Napa foul is going to be called on Breck Hearn, her first foul. Ilsley at the line, 55% on the season, 31 out of 56. As her first attempt is good. So both teams on the scoreboard here. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ilsley trying to tie up the ball game. Her free throw is good. So she was up around the 80% category for a while and then had a bad streak of free throw shooting, but has found the range here early tonight. Johnson quickly in the forecourt for Napa as they get it out to the top, the key to Blackman. Blackman well out on the left side. Defense out there fairly tightly. The pass goes low post right side. Now underneath, and Ilsley gets in there to tie it up. And, well, we're going to have a foul called. It's going to be on Breck Hearn. That's her second personal foul. So Hearn comes out of the lineup. And Sienna Young, a junior, comes in for Napa. There's the first change in the lineup. Ilsley off to the left to Andrews. Andrews drives forecourt. Goes, loses the ball to Blackman. Blackman at midcourt, nearly flipped the ball into the backcourt, but gets it to Johnson. Gets a return pass, fires a three. It rims, no good. Rebound taken by the Chrysler's Loban. Gets it to Andrews. Andrews drives in the lane, goes up, shoots, and missed. Rebound to Ilsley, no good. Fouled again. And Ilsley will go back to the free throw line. So it'll be two more free throws coming for Ilsley. Carly Johnson called for that personal foul. Johnson's about 5'5", and Ilsley's about 6 feet so. Her free throw is rolling no good, just off to the left a bit. We're tied at two. Ilsley trying to give Vinnies their first lead here in the big game as Napa had scored first. Sights, shoots, and misses, rebounded by Napa High. It was Carly Johnson getting the rebound. Out on the right side, her pass comes to Sienna Young. Young guarded very tightly by Ilsley, tries to drive around her, and we're going to have a blocking foul on Ilsley.
Foul. Number 12, Kate Ilsley, her first.
Getting ready to come into the ball game is Lily Myers for Vintage. Carolyn Abashi who does come in, though, for Andrews. Now, Alyssa Andrews is the team's leading scorer, averaging 13.4 and just a junior. And she goes to the bench early here, just 3 minutes into this big game. And Napa will inbound the ball. It comes out and nearly got away from Gisletta. Over to Johnson. Bounce past the left side of McLaughlin. She scores!
Jamie,
nice shot!
Got a gun from downtown. That's
Jane
two.
McLaughlin. Here come the... and there's a steal at midcourt by Napa's Young. She drives in, goes up, and she scores!
Sienna
Young. And that brings Joe Donahoe off the bench, telling his team, time out. Let's talk this over as... Napa has managed three field goals while Vintage has had just a couple free throws. We'll be back in a moment. Underway here with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And our score of the big game is Napa High 6 and Vintage 2. Well, the Crushers will have the ball in the backcourt. Megan Kuhl will be set to inbound the ball. Napa's going to put on a 1-2-2 full court press on the Crushers, picking them up three-quarter court. Napa on the defense. Vintage is going to counter by getting Andrews back into the lineup. She was out just briefly. Loven is back here with her and Kuhl as they try to battle this pressing defense. Loven is double-teamed and tied up. Wow. That swarming defense on the 1-2-2 full court pays off for Napa as they get the turnover. And McLaughlin will get set to inbound the ball near midcourt. She looks, sends the ball in play to Gisletta. Gisletta spreads the offense now, looking for someone to get open underneath. Napa does that not have that real big player to post up. So Johnson's going to take a long two. It's no good. Rebound, Loben. Pass over to Ilsley. Here come the Crushers as they get to Andrews. Andrews looks to the left, gets a pass over there to Gleason. To Ilsley out on a high post, kind of to the right of the three-point line. Over to Gleason, drives in, puts it back out to Loben, fires a long two. It's no good. Scramble for the loose ball, and it's McLaughlin who comes away with it for Napa High. Drives into the forecourt. Beckons for Johnson to come over to the left side. She does. Pass goes to Gleason. Underneath on a good pass up and good on the field goal by Young. Oh, what a nice pass to Sienna Young for her second field goal as she came in off the bench. And Donahoe wants to take a timeout. So 3.5 minutes to go now, and we're still in the first quarter, and that's going to be a short timeout. So, Dino, we'll come to you.
Well, the Crushers are starting out slow on the shooting. They have taken 7 field goal attempts and have not made any. The Napa Indian varsity girls have made 4 out of 7 shots that they've taken, so that's helped them out to an 8-2 lead. Rebounding actually favors Vintage by a count of 6-3, and but they, when they've been getting the defensive rebound, they haven't been able to go down and convert. And when they've gotten the offensive rebound, they haven't been able to make the putback. But they need to continue playing hard and rebounding, and eventually the shots will start falling for the Crushers. Now, meanwhile, Napa's playing a terrific start of the game.
What's the turnover situation?
4 turnovers by the Crushers, just 2 by the Indians, which is fantastic considering the pace that this game is being played at, Ira.
Okay, well, we get set to resume action now as it will be Vintage in their backcourt. Again, looking at the pressure full court defense applied by Napa. Triggering the inbounds is Andrews. Official gives her the ball. She looks. Holds the ball high overhead. Slams it way down into the forecourt to Ilsley, who drives in and goes up. Then that rolls off. But a set play that nearly materialized into a basket. But Napa has the rebound, and Sienna Young quickly brings it to forecourt to McLaughlin. Takes it in the corner. A shot by Johnson from there is no good. Rebound taken out by Ilsley. Ilsley brings it across. He got a 3-on-1 fast break. Ilsley goes in, goes up, shoots. Missed it again. Just rolled off, and a foul on the rebound. I mean, you know, the officiating is very balanced, but they call them very close, too.
Yeah, we have the same officials that we had for that first game, in which 56 free throws were shot by the two teams.
Gleason was called for that pressure foul. And the there's a shot up quickly, no good, by Sienna Young under the basket. She was fouled. She'll go to the free throw line after Kuhl was called for her first personal foul. Team's third personal. Sienna Young, a junior, stepping up to the foul line. First free throw is good. So Vintage is 2 out of 4 at the line. Napa is 1 out of 1. And Napa leads by 7. Next free throw by Sienna, and that is good. So she makes both free throws, and the one of the referees is coming over to the official score. Happens to be Scott Blunt.
And the scorekeeper, okay, he's fixing it now. He initially gave that point to Vintage, when it was Napa that made the free throw, but he's corrected it. It's 10-2.
10-2 is the correct score, right?
Right.
So Vintage has the ball down by 8. Kuhl brings it down right side. Driving up is Andrews, missing the shot. Rebound, Ilsley's no good, but she was fouled again. So Kate Ilsley will venture back to the free throw line. The Napa foul is on Sienna Young.
That
puts Ilsley there. She's already attempted 4 free throws. Made her first 2 and missed the last 2. Coming into the lineup is Caitlin. Well, now they're not giving her the free throws. Now they're saying it was not in the act of shooting. So it's taken it. And there is a 3-point attempt, but no good by Andrews. A scramble for the rebound, and it is Napa that came out with the ball, as they will bring the ball in the forecourt. Sophia Brandon is in the lineup now for Napa High. Goes to Gazzetta over into the left corner. A 3-point attempt is no good by Blackman. Fast break the other way. Kuhl missed the shot. Rebound is put up. No good. Rebound by Kate Ilsley is good, and Napa was back there battling for the rebound, but Ilsley was able to put it in for her first field goal for Vintage with inside of 2 minutes to go here in this first quarter. There's Giasletta firing a long one. No good. Rebound, Gleason gets it for Vintage. Out to Andrews on the right wing. Andrews, the lead pass to Kuhl. Over on the left side, back to Kuhl. Drives in, goes up, shoots, and scores! Megan Kuhl gets the basket, and it is now a 4-point game. It was an 8-point game just a few moments ago. Nappas McLaughlin. Oh, and the ball is deflected, but Gleason hustles and retrieves it for Napa. Back to McLaughlin, working against Andrews. And there is a 3-second violation called against Caitlin Neal on the turnover. Vintage will get the ball, trying to get a little closer here. McLaughlin is given a breather by Coach Darcy Ward. And the Crushers get the ball with Andrews and Kuhl in the backcourt. Kuhl now. They look at that defense, and the interception as Johnson comes away with the ball, as Vinny's got a little too conservative there. And then on an attempt of a pass, it was intercepted, and here come the Indians. But we have another foul called against Vintage. That's going to go against Kuhl. And that's 2 fouls on Megan. She's going to come out of the lineup. And Maya Sapanza comes in, a junior. Doesn't get a whole lot of playing time, but has made the most of it. I've seen her make some pretty good 3-point shots. She can handle the ball pretty well, too. Driving the baseline and missing the shot was Neal. Rebound, Ilsley. They have a fast break going. Into the lane goes Gleason. Over to Sapanza. She hits! Maya Sapanza, who just came into the game, makes about a 12-footer from the left of the basket over there up near the baseline. Half a minute to go here in the first quarter, and it's a 2-point game. Napa in the lead as Gazzetta bothered there a bit by the Crushers, and Johnson hits a 3 right at the top of the key. Carly Johnson nets a 3. Sapanza comes quickly in the forecourt to Andrews, drives in and was fouled. She was attempting the shot at the time. We'll see if they give her free throws. The foul on Sienna Young, her second personal foul. Andrews at the free throw line, 62% on the season. She's attempted more than any other Crusher, 63 of 101, and she misses the first. Alyssa still trying to get into that scoring column. Lily Myers comes into the Crusher lineup. So does Maggie Hsu. Hsu and Myers in there with Sapanza. Andrews stays in there. and Gleason and Ilsley, the official coming over to the official score, Scott Blunt. And there's a little bit of a delay now as the officials are going to confer. Wait. The not sure what the conjecture, what is just conjecture on our part as far as what the situation is.
I guess there was a question about who had committed the foul, and it was Carly Johnson.
Oh, okay. And that was two. The free throw is good for Andrews, so she splits the free throw. So that would be Carly Johnson. There is the ball. At mid-court, intercepted by the Crashers, but they'll not be able to get a shot away before the quarter end. So that's the end of the first quarter, and the score here at the Messner Gym in a big game for the girls is Napa High 13 and Vintage of Napa 9. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. Well, Dino, first quarter, the pace is right up there very, very fast.
Yep, absolutely. And interesting, kind of a weird stat sheet, as the Crushers were just 3 of 17 in that first quarter, and the Indians were 5 of 13. So the Crushers did not shoot very well. They missed their first 13 shots, then made three in a row before missing another one. But the Crushers have a big lead in rebounding, 12-5. So they did get a lot of second opportunities, and they finally started making a few at the end of that quarter.
Napa just does not have that big girl to put in the middle. Play resumes. Vintage gets the ball in the alternate position. Ilsley to Sapanza out at the top of the key, working the weave over to Andrews, back to Ilsley. Ilsley in the corner, drives baseline, cut off, double team, spins around, goes up for the shot, and hits it.
Ilsley
gets the field goal, and it makes it 13-11. A two-point lead now for Napa. They did lead by as many as eight. Over on the right side, as McLaughlin has the ball nearly stolen, and it is off of Napa, out of bounds. A very alert play by Nicole Gleason as she tapped the ball off of McLaughlin. And that gives possession a chance to tie the game. Crushers down by two. A three-pointer would give them their first lead in the game. Down right side, Ilsley drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound, Napa, it's taken away. Underneath Ilsley, she's alone. Missed the layup. And the rebound comes out of there to Neal. Caitlin Neal for Napa. To Malia Blackman, the only senior out there for Napa High. She goes to an off-guard spot on the right side as the pass is intercepted by Vintage. A lead pass comes down to Gleason. She goes in. She scores on the layup.
We're tied up.
And that ties the game. So Vintage has fought back from an eight-point deficit to tie it up.
Yeah, the Crushers have played terrific defense. The Indians have as well. The turnovers, Napa's turned it over six times, Vintage five. But you did mention, Ira, that Napa really doesn't have someone that they can probably count on to rack up a lot of rebounds in this game. And that could end up being a big advantage for the Crushers as the game continues, as they're pulling out to a pretty good lead in the rebounding category.
Well, the leading scorer here has been Kate Ilsley, even though she has missed some in tight ones for Vintage. And it was Sienna Young, who came off the bench, that has done some good scoring for Napa High. And we're all knotted up now at 13 each, and Napa will have the ball in the backcourt. Napa has brought Jenna Baker into the lineup. Also, Christina Bettini is in for the first time. Caitlin Neal stays in there. And McLaughlin in the backcourt. And let's see, back here with her is Blackman. Fires
Blackman
and hits a three.
Senior night.
Blackman hits a three for her first points in the game. And that puts Napa back in the lead by 3 points as the Crushers bring the ball front court. Ilsley's pulled way out. goes over to Loben. Now out to Sapenza. She fires a three, no good. Rebound Gleason. Over to Andrews, drops the ball, and goes for the ball, and a jump ball is called.
Ball.
Possession arrow favors Napa. We're just early here in the second quarter. Napa led 13-9 at the end of the first quarter, and they lead 16-13 now. Each, as we have Napa Blackman in the forecourt on the left wing. Ball is deflected, and we have another foul called. It's going to go against Vintage, and Sapenza is called for the personal foul. And it will be inbounded by Napa. Comes out to the top of the key now to Baker. Work it over to the left side. Now Baker bounces it. Welch gets a return pass, and it's stolen away by Andrews to Ilsley. Ilsley brings the ball down. May go all the way. She does. Puts a shot up. No good. Goes to the rebound. Doesn't get it. But it was Gleason that did get it and then brings it way back out to Loben. Loben spreading the offense. Over to Andrews. Coming up on 5.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Vintage trails by three. They have the ball. Pass over to Sapenza. Now right side. Short, quick passes. In the corner to Andrews. Andrews starts to drive in. It's it over to Loben. 2 seconds on the shot clock. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by Gleason as the shot clock expires. It would have counted had it gone in. She got rid of it just before the buzzer sounded. Napa with the rebound brings it into the forecourt as we come up on 5 minutes to go until halftime. Vintage has gone into a zone defense and a foul is called. It's called a hold against Vintage's Ilsley, her second foul. Into the lineup for Napa is Faith Bartlett. Bartlett coming in for the first time. And Gisletta back in. McLaughlin. Inbounds the ball to Baker, over to Gisletta. Into the corner, a three-point attempt by Blackman. No good there. Rebound by Vinny. Taken away by Napa. McLaughlin under the basket. Can't shoot. Out to Blackman. She'll try a three. Rim's no good. Rebound taken by Loben. Over to Andrews as she walks across the timeline into the forecourt. Blackman comes out, gives her a little pressure. The pass goes to Ilsley, starts to drive again, goes in, goes up, she shoots, no good, goes for the rebound, but it is taken by McLaughlin. McLaughlin's played a real fine first half, and she starts to drive on Gleason, backs it back out now. Gleason pressing her tightly, so she drives around Gleason, passes it over to the side, and a shot up by Gisletta, no good. Rebounded by Napa, good offensive rebound there to Blackman. Loses the ball as she drives in the lane, and is taken by Vintage, a fast break. Coming down, going up, and scoring is Gleason. That is her second field goal, and it's a one-point Napa lead. But Napa has the ball midway through the second quarter now, 16-15. Goes Baker in the left corner, out to Gisletta, starts down the lane, at double team, nearly lost possession of the ball, but just released it to Blackman, as Vintage is pulling out there, and Blackman is trying to drive around, goes up for the shot, it's no good. Andrews tries for the rebound, but it's taken instead by Napa, but the pass is going to be intercepted, and then Napa is going to be tied up by Sapenza. Megan Kuhl back in, and coming in is Morgan Groves, a sophomore, the only sophomore for the Crushers, or four sophomores on the Napa roster. So here we go. 16-15, Crushers trying for the lead as they bring the ball forecourt. They have Andrews have the ball deflected, and a foul on Gisletta would be her first. Well, with just over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, Napa has had a three-point basket in the quarter. Vinny's has had two-point baskets in the quarter, and we just have a little over 3 minutes remaining in the quarter. And it will be Andrews at the free throw line. 62%, as we mentioned, on the season. And she missed the free throw. And the ball goes out of bounds. And we have a foul.
We have. Finish,
well, I thought he was going to cut off. I guess. Did he call a foul or not on that? I guess he did on Morgan Groves over the back. As the free throw by Andrews was missed, and Napa's attempt to bring the ball down court, there is another foul called. The official indicating there was a shove or something there. Kuehl is going to be called for her third personal foul. I think if you touch somebody in this game, you know you're going to be called for a foul.
Yeah, I think we might be seeing a lot of free throws shot as now both teams are in the bonus.
Sapenza is going to be coming in after this first free throw. It's up. It's no good. The free throw attempt was by McLaughlin, and there is a foul on Gleason on an attempted, I don't know, that could have been in three-point territory, which would mean three free throws coming. The attempt by Jenna Baker was partially blocked, but contact with the body was made. Two shots, they said. She was in two-point territory and not outside the arc. Their first free throw is perfect. Jenna Baker gets in the scoring column. Sapenza in. Gleason out. And also coming out is Morgan Groves, Mo as they call her. She was in there just very briefly. Baker back at the free throw line, missed that free throw, and Napa battles for the rebound. They get it, put it up and in. That's a good play by Baker, who had missed the free throw, and she got the field goal on the rebound, and it's a four-point lead now for Napa. Vintage gets the ball in the front court as they go right side. Driving around is Loban. Can't get a shot to Andrews. She'll take it. It's up and in. Andrews gets her first field goal. And it's a two-point game again. With Gisletta in the forecourt over to McLaughlin. Being bothered there by Kuehl. Kuehl has to watch it. She has three fouls. Ball is punched away but saved from going into the backcourt by Gisletta. Gisletta gets it over to the left side now as they try to work it around to Johnson. To Brandon. Brandon, who is over on the left side. Pull-up jump shot by her. No good. Rebound, Crusher. Pass break, Andrews. Drives in, goes up, scores. She had Faith Bartlett right on her heel, but was able to get the shot away. And we're tied now at 19. There's a hurry-up shot, no good, by Gisletta. Scramble for the rebound and another foul. With a minute and a half to go here in the first half.
Fouls on number 20, Faith Bartlett.
So Napa's called for the foul. Faith Bartlett charged for the personal. Maggie Shue getting ready to come back in. She'll spell Alyssa Andrews for a bit. Minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Joe Donahoe showing Loban a little bit about backing up and how to defense there, why you keep from reaching in. And at the free throw line again is Kate Ilsley. She's 2 for 4 so far tonight. She needs the first to get the bonus, and she got it. That gives the Crushers the lead. Is that their first lead in the game?
That is, Ira. First lead change of the game.
So Ilsley trying to add to that lead, and she does. So the Crushers now with their first lead. They're up by 2 points. Napa puts Blackman back in there with McLaughlin at the guards. They still have Brandon in on the left side, and in the middle Bartlett, and over on the right side Brandon, as they spread it around. Blackman shoots a long one in and out. Rebound McLaughlin. How she gets that ball, I don't know. She's triple teamed and tied up. The arrow favors Napa.
The Indians have done a much better job in this second quarter on rebounding. They're actually leading in rebounds 9-6 in this quarter after being out-rebounded by quite a bit in that first quarter.
Yeah, I've been impressed with McLaughlin, the way she's been rebounding. Blackman attempted a shot. It was blocked, and Vintage has the rebound as Kuehl fired it way ahead, and Vintage's Loban was unable to get there in time to reel it in. So we're coming up on the one-minute mark here in the second quarter, 21-19. Vintage in the lead. McLaughlin for Napa, top of the key. And Kuehl falls down, and McLaughlin brings it back out there. Now she'll start to drive, and the ball is deflected by Sapenza. Taken by Hsu. A lead pass comes down to Ilsley. Goes up, shoots, scores! Ilsley waited for the defense to make their move, and they attempted a block, and then she went up with it after the attempt and made the field goal. And Vintage has their biggest lead now with 30 seconds to go in the first half, 23-19. Blackman brings it over to Baker, and the pass intercepted by Sapenza. Over to Loban. Loban coming down. They've got numbers, 4-on-2. Loban pulls up and hits it. Here come the Chrysers now as Loban gets her first two. And it's a six-point lead. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Napa at 1 point had an eight-point lead. Vintage now has a six-point lead. That's a 14-point turnaround for the Chrysers.
And the Chrysers, who missed their first 13 shots that they took in this game, have now made the last five shots they've taken from the floor.
Delaine Morris comes into the game. Delaney Morris is a junior. 4 seconds to go as Napa inbounds the ball. They get it to Blackman. 2 seconds, 1 second, and they make a pass instead of a shot. It would not have counted had it gone in, but the shot is no good. And good quarter for the Vintage Chrysers as they come up with 16 points in the quarter while holding Napa to 6 points. So they outscored them by 10 in that quarter. So instead of trailing by four, which they were at the end of the first quarter, at halftime they lead by six. We'll be back with the shooting on that first half and just continue along here. The halftime score and the big game for the girls, Vintage 25, Napa 19. Welcome back to the Messner Gymnasium. We're at halftime of the big game for the girls. And Vintage has come into the lead. This is their biggest lead right now of 6 points. Do you know how that happened?
Well, for the Vintage Chrysers, as I mentioned, they started out missing their first 13 shots of the game, but they made 10 out of the next 17. So they finished 10 for 30 from the floor. They made 5 of 8 from the free throw line. The Napa Indians were 7 for 28 in that half from field goal attempts. They made 2 3-pointers, and they were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Turnovers, 9 by the Vintage Crushers, 12 by the Napa Indians. Rebounding, Vintage has the lead 19-14. But that's Napa's hanging in there pretty well, considering that they don't have the anyone to really match up with Kate Ilsley. But a very entertaining first half, and it looks like we're going to have another one of those nail biters coming down to the end.
Well, the leading scorer in that first half was Vintage's Kate Ilsley, who had 3 field goals and 4 out of 6 at the foul line for 10 points for Napa High. Sienna Young, right after she came into the game, hit a couple field goals and a couple free throws, so she has 6 points to lead Napa at halftime. I'd like to remind you, Napa athletic fans, that their annual crab feed is called Blue for Gold this year. It's going to be in Yountville. That's right, at the Yountville Community Hall on Saturday, February the 24th, starting at 5 o'clock. Now, it's going to be in what they call the Heritage Room there at the Community Hall, and that's located there on Washington Street. And tickets are available at NHSAthleticBoosters.org. NHSAthleticBoosters.org. So if you're interested in Crab Feet tickets, they are available. Well, Dino, tomorrow night the Golden State Warriors try to make it two in a row. They will be hosting the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, and that's always a big game. San Antonio is a tough team. Not quite the same club they had a few years ago, but it'll be a big challenge for the Warriors. The Warriors are kind of trying to just get through these last few home games before they have a nice eight-day All-Star break. But, you know, all the teams in the league are tired right now, so it's up to the Warriors to step up and play hard these last three games before they go into the All-Star stretch and get a well-deserved rest. Except for the four who are going to go play in the All-Star game.
And the San Jose Sharks are also home tomorrow night. Edmonton Oilers coming in there.
Yep, Connor McDavid and the rest of the Edmonton Oilers. That should be a fantastic game. I am not going to that one. My next game is a week from tomorrow. Will be the next Sharks game that I go to.
So is that who he is with, Edmonton?
Connor McDavid is with the Edmonton Oilers, and he is a joy to watch.
He had four goals the other night.
Yep, and I'm going to see him play. I'm not going to the game tomorrow night, but in a couple of weeks, Edmonton is coming back again to play at San Jose, and I will be going to that game.
Well, that is great. Sunday, the Sharks are down at Anaheim against the Ducks. So the Sharks are right in that area where they need to keep winning to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's very weird. The NHL playoff scenarios are so, I mean, it's nothing for a team to be out of the playoff picture and then end up being the three or four seed by getting hot. And then likewise, teams have been known to be like the five seed and then lose three or four at the end of the year and fall completely out of the playoff picture. It's that competitive and that intense. So for the Sharks, they need to just win hockey games and sort of let things play out as far as the playoff seeding.
Well, speaking of playoffs, it would be good for the St. Mary's Gales to win tomorrow night as they're entertaining Gonzaga. And that would not only help their rankings, but it would help them get a better seed in the NCAA tournament, which is not that far away.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing. Gonzaga has such a tradition of excellence. St. Mary's has been brilliant. They've won 18 games in a row. They beat Gonzaga already once this year. And yet if St. Mary's was to slip...
Yeah, they won 19 now. They beat Loyola.
Loyola Marymount, that's right. They won 19 in a row. And yet if they were to lose tomorrow night, it's not like it would all be for naught. But I could see where they might feel that way because that would give... You know, that could severely impair their seeding in the NCAA tournament. Of course, I can remember a few years ago, St. Mary's had one year they won 26 games and didn't make the NCAA tournament. I'm still trying to figure out how that works.
Well, right now they have 24 wins and two losses. They are 13-0 in the league play, and Gonzaga has 22 wins and four losses. They are 12-1 in league play.
And we know who the one loss was to, St. Mary's. So if St. Mary's wins, that would virtually wrap up the regular season title for the league, for the WCC. And that, I would think, would guarantee an NCAA tournament.
Not necessarily, because they have that... That West Coast tournament that comes up at the end of the season.
Right, and so the automatic bid goes to the tournament champion. But, gosh, I think the WCC is strong enough to send two teams, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they would. But also, tomorrow is the wrestling championships here at the Messner Gym. It's the MEL championships that are being held here. So if you have a chance, come on out, and you can enjoy some really fine wrestling. This is the MEL championship.
High school wrestling is tremendously exciting and competitive, and of course we have a two-time state champion that we had at Vintage, Olivia Fisk, who you know, never lost a match, never even allowed a point in her matches, and the wrestling is just a tremendous competition. And it's something that the local schools excel at, too.
Kelsey. She used to play for the Vintage Crashers. Her name was Zeller at the time. But she is Kelsey Rodriguez now. And how are you enjoying the coaching staff?
Oh, I'm loving it. We're having a good time. And Joe's great. The girls are great. I've been with these girls for 2 years. So it's really fun kind of seeing them grow and become the players that they are now.
What do you enjoy most?
I would say just being with these girls. It kind of brings me back to being in high school, and it's fun to watch them grow.
What changed things when they were 8 points behind to move to 6 points ahead?
I think the nerves and the emotions of big game kind of got to them in the first quarter, and they kind of just regrouped a little bit and stepped it up.
Do you miss playing?
I miss it all the time. All the time.
But at least you're close to it.
Yeah, I'm close to it, and I get to play out with the girls, so it's fun.
Okay. Good to see you. Well, she was quite a good basketball player and athlete when she was at Vintage High. Kelsey Zeller then, Kelsey Rodriguez now, the assistant coach to Joe Donahoe. David Ilsley, the coach for the JVs, and Todd Cooper, the coach for the freshmen.
And Ira, you mentioned that turnaround, and it was remarkable. They went from not being able to make a shot to shooting 59%. Starting about 2 minutes left of the first quarter, they shot 59% for the remainder of the half. So they evidently have gotten over those nerves.
Here we go. Andrews inbound the ball for the Vintage Crushers, heading to our right here in the second half. And the Crushers get the ball down the right side as we have the coach Donahoe right in our way now. But the pass goes to Ilsley. She is out on a high post. Drives in, tries to go for a low post, and her shot is partially blocked. And Napa gets the rebound. Blackman brings it down that left side to Gazzletta. Gazzletta under the basket but dribbled the ball on the baseline.
Gazzletta stepped on the baseline.
That's 13 turnovers now for the Indians. The Crushers have 9.
Not nearly like we saw in that first game. So.
No, 63 turnovers in that game. I don't think we're going to get near that total.
There's an interception by Napa. McLaughlin. They bring it down over the left side to Johnson. Tries a shot, no good. Rebound up, no good. Rebound battled for, and Napa has it. Johnson goes baseline. Her other, Carly Johnson, has the ball taken away from her, but stolen back by McLaughlin. Over to Johnson, open for a three. Carpool!
Johnson for three!
Carly Johnson gets her second three-point basket, and Napa right back in it.
Cut the deficit 25. In half with that one shot.
Yep, trailing by three now. And there's an interception at midcourt by Hearn. Hearn gets it over to Gazzletta. Comes in, banks a shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Napa. Blackman fires a long one. It rims. It won't go in. Rebound. Loban has it tipped away and stolen by Johnson. Johnson, a sophomore. Over to McLaughlin. McLaughlin double teamed there. Drives around one. Drives around another. Gets to Johnson in the corner for a three. No good. Rebound Ilsley. She's got a 2-1-1. Here she comes. Driving down and trying to pass over on the
dribble.
And we have a whistle.
Double dribble.
So a turnover against the Crushers early here in the second half. And it's going to be a short one, so we'll keep it here with Dean.
So in the early going here in the third quarter, Napa continues to impress with their rebounding. They've out-rebounded the Crushers 3-1 in the early going here. And the rebounding for the game now is Vintage 20, Napa 17. This despite the fact that Napa doesn't really have anybody to match up, at least height-wise, with Kate Ilsley, but what Napa is doing is rebounding isn't all about height. It's also about positioning, footwork, and desire, and Napa's doing a great job of keeping the rebounding close, and it's helping them stay close in the game.
Blackman to inbound the ball, or gets the inbound pass in right back to McLaughlin. McLaughlin, as she enters the forecourt, met by Loban. A bounce pass is out of bounds. It looked like it had been touched by Vintage, but the Crushers get the ball on the opposite side of the court over there from our vantage point. So it's Vintage with the ball, leading by three, and Napa steals the ball again, and they get it to McLaughlin. brings it into the forecourt. Oh, credit Vinnie with really getting back fast on the defense. Young in there, tried to make a bounce pass underneath, and there is a foul called. The foul is on Hearn, and that is three fouls on Brett Hearn.
It has been remarkable, not only in this game, but in the JV game, what a great job the girls are doing of getting back on defense and not allowing a lot of fast break points. Despite a lot of turnovers, there weren't that many points off of the turnovers because the girls are doing a great job of getting back defensively.
Hearn is out, and Caitlin Neal is back in for Napa. Sapenza is in there for Vintage in place of Kuehl. Here come the Crushers in the forecourt. A pass goes left side to Gleason. She loses the ball, and Young gets it, coming on a fast break, although she does not have numbers. She's going anyway. Now they'll kick it back out. Then as they try to get it back out by Gleason. Gleason can't hold it, though, and loses it out of bounds, going down on a fast break attempt. Joe Donahoe getting very demonstrative in front of us now.
He's a little exasperated at that last sequence.
Well, the Vintage Crushers with 16 wins coming into this one. Napa High with 10 wins in the league. Vintage 6-2, Napa 4-4. Vintage with the ball now as it comes to the, or Napa with the ball to Neal. Neal starts to drive in on Vintage. The shot is blocked, and it's Loban coming down 2-on-1 with Andrews. And coming in there sealing the ball is McLaughlin. McLaughlin leads a fast break the other way. Over to Young. Bounce pass underneath to Blackman. Put the shot up, no good. And, oh, what a fine rebound there by Neal for Napa. And a good pass to McLaughlin. No good, her shot. Neal gets another rebound, and she goes down.
It's getting physical out there.
So that is going to be a foul on Gleason. That'll be three fouls on Nicole Gleason. And Vintage is going to be in foul trouble.
And Nicole's going to go take a seat for a while.
And Megan Kuehl is taking her place, and Kuehl has three fouls on her as she comes back onto the court. We've played 3 minutes here in the second half. Oh, good inbounds pass to Johnson. She missed the shot, but it'll go to the foul line for two.
Johnson going to the line, shooting two.
The foul.
Fouls on Vintage. It's on, Groves.
Mo Groves picks up her second foul. Back to the free throw line is Johnson. Her free throw is no good. Hit the left side of the iron, and Karen Roth.
Sub in for the Crushers, number 12.
Kate Ilsley is back in, replacing Mo Gross. So Gross hasn't been out there very much. She was a huge factor last year on the JV team. I think she led the JVs in scoring. She was outstanding. Came up to the varsity as a sophomore. Free throw is good.
Johnson, 1-for-1 at the free throw line.
Johnson split the free throws.
Crushers.
So it's a two-point lead now for Vintage. And they're having a little trouble with this full-court pressure that Napa has been using. Loban in the forecourt. They get it to Ilsley down on the side. And Suspenza has her pass deflected by Vintage. It'll stay with Napa to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. 25-23, Vintage in the lead. Napa on the defense. Pass comes to Ilsley, fires a long one, it rims no good, goes for the rebound, but it is taken out instead by Sienna Young to McLaughlin. Bounce pass goes to Johnson, drives baseline, under the basket, has the ball kicked.
Johnson steps.
Well, apparently she stepped on the baseline before the ball was kicked. Vintage has the ball in the backcourt. They have Kuehl and Andrews back there. Also, Loban back there to help out. Vintage leads by two. Sapenza tries a three. It's no good. Rebound. McLaughlin. Oh, what a good rebound there. And the ball goes out of bounds near Dino again.
They keep trying to get the ball to me. I'm not that good a shooter. They probably shouldn't do that. McLaughlin's been just outstanding in this game.
She has. I mean, not from the standpoint of scoring, but the overall way that she defends and hustles and rebounds and just a big factor there. She has the ball now. Over the right side to Johnson. Tries the three. No good. Rebound battered over to Andrews, and she is fouled by Johnson.
Johnson
picks up her third foul. So Napa could be getting in some foul trouble, too. Vindy's gets the ball in the backcourt. Team fouls are even at two apiece here in the second half. Inbounds pass to Kuehl. Right back to Andrews. She has off to her right, Loban. As they work the ball, they're still in the backcourt. Now they get it across the timeline. Loban strikes. She's got a little daylight, but makes a pass to Sapenza in the right-hand corner. She doesn't shoot from there, but is double-teamed and passes it back out. There is a three-pointer. Good!
Loban.
By Loban. Bailey Loban.
28-23.
It's her first three-point basket, the first three-pointer for the Treasures. Napa's had three three-pointers. Napa with the ball and a trip. And in at double, and they're calling it double dribble instead. And that sent Sienna Young down on the court.
Yeah, she really went down hard, and she was rubbing her head there.
Well, she was tripped right there in front of the official. So there's a full timeout being taken now. We'll take time with 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. And the score in this big game for the girls, the Vintage Chrysler's of Napa 28 and Napa High 23. Well, I'll tell you, these defenders are working hard at keeping the other team at bay.
But they really are. It's amazing. The Crushers, in 4 minutes and 45 seconds of this quarter, have only even been able to get off four shots, of which they've made one, that three-pointer. Napa has taken 11 shots in this quarter, but hasn't really been able to get any closer. They were down by 6 at halftime. They're down by 5 now.
And Vintage has the ball. Kuehl has a pass, intercepted. Driving down, going up, and we're going to have a travel. So she made the basket, but Jenna Baker is going to be called for a travel. And Vintage gets the ball back. A 1-2-2 full court, or about a three-quarter court zone press. Double-teaming the player with the ball. And a bad pass goes out of bounds from Kuehl. She comes over to see what Joe Donahoe, her coach, has to say. Nice job by the Chrysler's this year, though, with that 16-9 record coming into it. Last year, as Joe's first year, they were 17-10 overall, 6-4 in the league. They're 6-2 coming into the league in tonight's game. Napa with the ball. Pass comes over the left side, now to Neal. Into Blackman. She hits a three. Malia Blackman gets her second three-point basket, and it is a two-point game. Vintage by two. They get the ball into the floor, and it's deflected away again by Neal, and getting in there to tie it up is Alyssa Andrews for Vintage. Coming back into the lineup for Vintage will be Nicole Gleason. And Kuehl is coming out. Gleason stays in there. Gleason started out, thought she was the one that was going to be substituted for, but she is not. She is still on the court. Napa with the ball. Inbounds to Young. Deflected by Sapenza. Out of bounds. It'll still be with Napa. 2:18 to go. We're in the third quarter. And a two-point lead for Vintage. Inbounds pass to Neal. Over to McLaughlin. McLaughlin handling the ball well, but it's tipped away by Loban, but right to Napa's Young, and lays it up and good. Sienna Young has tied up the game with that baseline shot from the left of the basket. 28 apiece. Napa's come back from a six-point deficit. That was Vintage's biggest lead. In the backcourt, Andrews and Sapenza. Pass it deflected by Blackman, stolen by Napa, but a lead pass led way too much from Kate by Neal, out of bounds, or rather by Baker, just a little too far in front.
I think that's about the sixth time in this game that the two teams have exchanged turnovers just like that.
Andrews gets to midcourt, brings it to the top of the key, fires it underneath to Ilsley, puts it up and scores. Ilsley gets her first basket of the second half. And Vintage goes back in the lead with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. It's 30-28. McLaughlin over to Young. Young's open. She shoots. It overshoots the basket. And it is taken by Gleason for the Crusaders. Out on the right side to Andrews. Andrews picks up steam. Drives in. Shot blocked. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Vintage. So Napa has a chance to tie it up. Boy, what a game we had in that first game, that JV game, that little big game. And this is shaping up to be a similar battle here as Napa slowly brings the ball into the forecourt. McLaughlin handles the ball really well. Passes over in the left-hand corner, nearly a step there, but they get the pass away into the right-hand corner. Blackman double-teamed. Nearly lost the ball because of the double-teaming nature and apparently stepped out of bounds. That forced the turnover when you double-team the player with the ball.
And the turnovers are now dead even at 20 apiece.
Sapienza and Andrews along with Loban in the backcourt. They get it to Gleason in the forecourt to Sapienza, getting a lot of playing time with Kuehl getting into foul trouble. Over to Loban. She tries a long one and is fouled. Now, that was close to three-point range, right near the arc.
It certainly looked like a three to me, although.
I think it's just a two, but we'll see.
Jamie McLaughlin shooting two free throws.
McLaughlin is called for the personal foul.
He did. The referee has indicated it was beyond the arc, so she will shoot three
throws.
Okay, three free throws for Loban. Loban's first free throw is no good. Hit the back of the iron and Karen back toward her. We're in the third quarter with a half a minute to go. And the officials stop play again to go over and converse. They're again talking about something. The officials.
Two shots.
And they overruled and said not a three shot. One had said three, the other one had said two, so they changed their.
That's remarkable. It certainly looked like she was outside the arc to me, and the one official seemed to confirm that. But
back into the lineup, Sophia Brandon, a junior for Napa, and Carly Johnson, a 5'5 sophomore. And at the line, we'll see if she's given one more or two shots.
They've now confirmed she only gets one more.
Okay, Loban at the line. Her free throw is good.
Oh, now they seem to be saying she gets a third. Maybe when he held up two fingers, he meant she gets two more.
So this will be her third. She missed the first, made the second, and she's back up there to see if she goes plus or a minus on the free throws. And it's a minus as she missed it. But Vintage gets the offensive rebound, and they get a quick shot away, no good. And the rebound off of Napa. It'll stay with Vintage. Well, I tell you, the Vintage girls are getting good support from their bench. The girls that are not on the court at the time jump up at every occasion, and the pass goes underneath to Gleason, up and good!
What a great move.
A good inbounds play with Gleason getting the basket, and she's had a field goal in each of the three quarters.
She took the inbounds pass, spun, put it up with the right hand, use the backboard. Excellent play.
Good description. Napa with the ball and 11 seconds to go in the half, or in the third quarter, we should say. Johnson over to the side. There is a quick shot up by Brandon. No good. Rebounded by Vintage. 3 seconds. Sapienza passes the ball, and they needed to get a shot away, and they will not be able to get a shot away now. So that will end the quarter. Vintage came up with 8 points in the quarter. Napa with 9 points in the quarter. We're at the end of three in the big game and senior night at Napa High for the girls. And it is Vintage of Napa 33, Napa 28. Well, the pace slowed down a bit there in that third quarter, but let's find out what did happen in the statistical area.
Rebounding is still tight. Vintage has a 26-23 lead in rebounding. In that quarter shooting, Vintage was 3 of 9. Napa, 3 of 16. Napa made 2 3-pointers. Vintage made 1. The turnovers are dead even at 20. And this game is either team's to try and grab in this last 8 minutes, Ira.
It'll be Andrews to inbound the ball at midcourt. As we get set, buckle up. Here we go. Fourth quarter action. And the Vintage Pressures look at a 2-3 zone as they bring the ball towards the attacking territory. It comes over to Loban. Loban between the circles near the top of the key area. Over to Ilse. Underneath on a set play, and Loban missed the shot. Ilse gets the rebound, though. Out to Sapenza for a three. Rims no good. And a big rebound there as Gleason went up high, but her momentum carried her out of bounds, so it will be Napa's ball. Napa needing a basket here. Trailing by 5. They've been down by as many as 6 points in the game. Johnson gets the pass into the right-hand corner. We're double-teamed, and Gleason comes out with the ball. And taking a big tumble is Kate Ildley. She went down hard and is very slow getting up and is holding her side and is limping as she comes back on the attack. And I don't know if Joe Donahoe saw that or not, the coach. There's a spin shot from the lane-up. No good by Loban, rebounded by Napa. Coming down McLaughlin. Comes over to the left side to Brandon. Cross-court pass, a dangerous pass, but she able to get it there. And gets a return pass, and then the ball is stolen. She tried to get, and then stolen back, and a foul is called as Breck Hearn got the ball. And we'll go to the line for, well, we'll see if they call it a shooting foul. The foul is on Ilsley, her third.
And it looks like she wants to stay in. She's certainly not calling for a sub.
No, she is right out there on defense now. Inbounds pass, there's a shot up. No good by Gisletta. Rebounded by Ilsley. Gets a pass over to Loban. Loban in the forecourt. Back to Ilsley now, who starts down the lane. Pulls up for a 10-footer. No good. Goes for the rebound. But taken instead by Hearn for Napa. Out to Johnson. Gets it over to McLaughlin. They're playing now without Blackman in the lineup for Napa. Johnson in the lane. Bounce pass. Deflected. And it. Ilsley, who comes out with the ball on a lead pass down to Gleason. She gets it over to Loban. Loban looks, drives in, goes up with the 12-footer. No good. Rebound tipped out. Put up by Andrews. No good. Rebound put up by Andrews. No good. Foul is called on Napa. Great second effort there by Alyssa Andrews.
Foul's going to be on number 15.
Hearn has called for her fourth personal foul.
Andrews,
who is 1 out of 3 at the free throw line. She'll be shooting 2. The first one is good. Alyssa averages 13.4 per game, and that was her 6th point in this game. And we're 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Andrews makes both free throws. And that is the biggest lead for the Crushers now as they go up by 7 points. Napa led early in the game by 8.
Still plenty of time for the Indians to put a run together, though.
Plenty of time yet. A lot can happen here yet as Napa drives in. The shot is blocked, but Napa gets the rebound. And wait a minute.
She stepped on the baseline.
Stepped on the baseline again.
Yep.
Napa's had a little trouble there keeping in bounds when they drive the baseline and getting down in that territory.
Vintage has blocked 6 shots in this game so far.
Napa's going back to their 1-2-2 defense. Ilsley into Andrews, up and good! Alyssa Andrews now with 9 points in the game. Here's McLaughlin. Boy, she hardly ever shoots the ball. And we've got a blocking foul, maybe on Ilsley. If it is, that'll be her 4th. We'll see.
Excuse me, number 33.
No, it is not. It's on Sapenza. That's just her 2nd. But it was right there between the 2 of the defenders.
I bet Kate was holding her breath there, saying, please don't call it on me.
McLaughlin ready to trigger the inbounds. Sends it into Young. Pull up jump shot. No good. Just a little short. Rebound. Young tried for it. When she came into the ballgame in that first quarter, she made things happen. She had six quick points in that first quarter, helping her team to an eight-point lead in that period. Here's Andrews in the forecourt. Down over the side to Gleason. Fires a long one, no good. Rebound to Penza. Back out to Gleason. To Andrews for a three. No good. Rebound. Young flies for it, but so does Ilsley, and it's off of Ilsley out of bounds.
Now the ball with 4:49 left in the fourth. 37-28.
Blackman will get the ball to inbound for Napa High. Met at midcourt by Nicole Gleason. Brings it to Johnson on the left side. She loves to shoot from there. She's open. She fires. She hits! Three-pointer. Sienna, or should say Johnson, Carly Johnson hits her third three-pointer, and she's in double figures now.
And it's go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's going to be a full timeout, so with 4.5 minutes to go, we will be back here in the big game. It is the Vintage Treasures 37 and the Napa Indians 31. You're listening to KVON, 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith here at the Messner Gym on the campus of Napa High in Napa, California, in this big game for the girls with Vintage ahead by six.
It's amazing what a weapon the three-point shot is. Napa was down by their biggest margin, nine, but that three-pointer's got them back within 6 points, two possessions, theoretically, Ira.
Vintage with the ball as they get it deflected away, and Napa gets the steal. Bring it into the forecourt. Napa nearly lost the ball, but they get a little flip on the ball as the ball goes to McLaughlin. Over to Johnson. She fires a long two and is partially blocked, and the rebound goes to the Crusher. Ilsley, she's going to go all the way, try to put it up, and it looked like Sienna Young reached in and committed a foul. That'll put Ilsley at the free throw line to shoot two. Coming into the game, Kate had made 31 out of 56 for 55%. Tonight, she made two, missed two, and then made two. So she is four out of six. Now they said it was a common foul, so it'll not be a shooting foul. So it'll be inbounded by the Crushers. Comes into Gleason, run to the basket. She missed it. Good inbound play, but it did not produce any points for the Crushers. Young with the rebound brings it quickly into the forecourt for Napa to McLaughlin. Over to Blackman. She fires the three. It is in and out, and the Napa gets the rebound. Vintage collapses around Young and ties her up.
My gosh, that ball was about halfway through the hoop before it came out on Blackman's three-point effort, which if it had gone in would have made it a three-point game.
Yeah, it was halfway down, it looked like, and spun out. Napa gets the ball, though, and it's McLaughlin to the right of the basket to put it in play. Might get the five count if she doesn't hurry. She gets it inbounds to Blackman, who missed the shot, thought she was fouled. Vintage gets a fast break out of it. Gleason coming down, going up, and scoring. Nice play by Nicole Gleason, and that keeps her consistent as she has had one field goal in each of the four quarters for 8 points. Ball is deflected off of Andrews' leg out of bounds to Napa. Well, Neal is coming out. Young is coming out. Jenna Baker is back in. And Brett Hearn is back in. Napa with the ball. It comes over to Johnson, to Blackman. She drives in the lane. Over now to McLaughlin. She tries a shot. No good. Rebounded by Vinny. You very seldom see McLaughlin shoot the ball. Ball is out of bounds to the Crushers. Well, before much longer, the clock is going to be a factor.
Yep, 3:12 to go and the clock running. Vintage up by eight.
Still plenty of time at this juncture, but if they get another basket, it's going to make it tough. And there's an interception by Johnson. as Carly lets the defense siphon by. Now she'll bring it in the forecourt of the bounce pass to McLaughlin. Tried to pass underneath the basket, and it is intercepted by Loban. Bounce pass to Sapenza. Now back to Loban. Loban in the front court. Drives to the left of the key. Checked off the play. Passes back out to Andrew. Taking some time off the clock now. 15 seconds remain on the shot clock. Here's Ilsley. Working it over to Gleason. 7 seconds on the shot clock. They get it out to Ilsley. 4 seconds. Puts a jumper up. No good. Long rebound comes out to Johnson for Napa. She brings it in the forecourt. Boy, I tell you, these girls get back on defense so quickly. It averts a lot of fast break. Blackman trying a three. No good. Rebound run down there by Jenna Baker. And McLaughlin, as she started down the lane, there is a foul called. That foul is on Kate Ilsley. That'll be four fouls. Maybe three. Well, I guess that's just three fouls. There's a short timeout taken.
30-second timeout.
The rebounding continues to be a story as Napa hangs in pretty tough. Vintage does have a lead in rebounding, but only by 36-31. So not a huge lead at all. The Indians in this quarter have made just one basket on 9 shots. The Crushers have only made 2 on 12 shots as both teams continue to play really tenacious defense. The turnovers, we had, 65 turnovers in that first game, or 63. And I said we would not have 63 in this one, but we just might. We're up to 49, and there's still 2 minutes to go. But, no, I don't think we'll have quite as many as we had in that first game.
We'll be back here on Tuesday night to broadcast Napa High boys basketball game, their finale of the regular season, and they hope to get in the playoffs. They need to win over Wood for that to be a possibility. The inbounds pass is intercepted by Gleason. A lead pass down to Ilsley. And it's stolen back by Napa. Good play by Jenna Baker. And Napa gets the ball quickly back in the forecourt. Young is back in the lineup. Nearly pulled the pivot foot. Pass underneath to Blackman. Drops the ball. Picked up by Napa. Double team over to Blackman. But a jump ball was called.
Jump ball goes to the Crushers.
And it is going to be Vintage's ball in the alternate position. Minute 43, now the clock is definitely a huge factor against Napa High, and Napa's getting more aggressive on the defense, and they punch the ball out of bounds. Instead of three-quarter court on the zone press, they are making it full-court zone press
right
now.
At this point, Napa still had a foul to give, so Vintage will just inbound the ball.
Yeah, both teams have a foul to give before the one-and-one comes into effect. As Andrews drives into the forecourt, got around the defense and passes to Sapenza, brings it back out. They'll try a three. It's off target by Loban. No good. Out of bounds to Napa. And Joe Donahoe is asking Bailey about the choice of shots there, firing a three-point attempt.
Great job, though, by Andrews to get that, handle that ball and get it up the court into safe territory.
You know, I'm enjoying the great jobs that the coaches have done tonight. It's interesting to see the way, in a close game, how they respond and when they call a timeout and how they set the teams. And there have been some good inbounds plays that have worked very effectively after a timeout.
Absolutely. Some of the inbounds plays have been, the kind of things that Steve Kerr might want to steal and use. He's known for looking at tapes of pro and college games, that if he sees an inbound play that he really likes, he jots it down in his little playbook. But, I mean, some of these inbound plays tonight have been terrific. And, you know, these two coaches have such tremendous respect for each other, but they are coaching this game to win. They're coaching every possession like it's the seventh game of the NBA Finals, and it's awesome.
In case you missed last night's broadcast or the scores, in the boys' little big game, the JV game, Vintage won that 52-39. And in the big game for the boys over at the Crusher Gym, Napa won that 70-40. amazing score.
That was an amazing performance, especially considering that Vintage won by seven the first time those two teams played.
And then in the earlier game here in the JV game, the little big game for the girls, it was Vintage winning 37-31, the game that was closer than that 6 points indicates.
Absolutely.
Napa has the ball. They need some baskets quick. Driving in the lane is passes over now and gets a return pass. And McLaughlin used up the dribble. Out to Johnson. She fires a three in and out. And Loban rebounds and then passes the ball out of bounds. Napa will get it back. Napa, as you say, need to hit some threes.
Yeah, Napa starts to need to get their shots up a little quicker now. They don't really have time to.
Jane McLaughlin inbounds the ball to a three-point attempt try by Blackman is no good. Malia has hit two of those, and on the rebound, a jump ball is called. We're inside of the final minute now, and it is Napa with the ball, needing a basket here, getting it into Blackman, driving the baseline. And driving the ball on the baseline. They have done it again frequently on their baseline moves, forced by the Crusher defense to go too wide. So Vintage gets the ball back now. There's a long football pass into the front court to Gleason. Over the side to Loban and Coach Donahosa. And there's a steal by Blackman. And she
carried the ball.
Pulled the ball over.
Yep. That's a shame. She made such a great play. She was going down the court, but then she held the ball.
And Malia is the only senior on the Napa High varsity roster, while Vintage has five seniors on their varsity roster. Sapenza gets the ball to Loban. Loban drives. Got a two-on-one now with the pass, though, coming way back out. She had Gleason there, and Gleason elected to bring it back out instead of shooting. Now Loban will take a shot. It rims no good. Rebound by Napa, by Hearn, to Young. Young comes down with 18 seconds, goes up, shoots, and misses. Rebound Ilsley out to Gleason. Now Gleason could have driven for the basket, but she pulls it back out with 10 seconds to go. Passes into the corner, back to Gleason, spins around, and is fouled with 1 second to go in the game.
There is no quit in these girls. With 1 second to go, the Napa girls are still playing ferocious defense.
Well, there is not the bonus, so it will be out of bounds to Vintage. All they have to do is put the ball in play, and this game will be over. And Vintage will have won both the JV and varsity game tonight. Inbound pass to Hilda. She fires a quick one. Hits off the rim. No good. But that will wind up the scoring in the ballgame. In that fourth quarter, Napa only had one basket. That was a three-point basket by Carly Johnson. And that was the extent of their fourth quarter scoring. While Vintage came up with just 6 points in the quarter. They had 2 two-point field goals and two for two at the free throw line in that fourth quarter. Well, we'll be back, take a look at the final stats and our selection of the players of the game as the final here tonight in the big game for the girls on senior night at Napa High. The Vintage Crushers of Napa 39 and the Napa High Indians 31. Welcome back into the Messner Gymnasium for our wrap-up. I'm Ira C. Smith, along with Dino Alessio. And, well, what was a very exciting JV game. Started out to be a very exciting varsity game, but kind of cooled down toward the end as neither team was finding the range very frequently. So, Dino, how did that look?
Well, in that fourth quarter, it was 2 out of 16 shooting for the Crushers, and 1 out of 12 for the Indians. For the game, the Crushers made 15 out of 55 from the floor, 1 out of 8 from three-point land, 8 out of 13 from the free throw line. The Indians were 11 for 56 from the floor, 5 out of 15 from beyond the arc, and they were 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. So interestingly, whereas the two teams, the two JV teams, combined to shoot 56 free throws and miss 32 of them in the varsity game, the two teams combined to shoot just 19 free throws and only miss 7 of them. So,
yeah, I thought the officiating calmed down there and had no problem with that.
Thank goodness. The turnovers, so I said we would, there was no way we'd have 63 turnovers in the second game. Well, I think we've got Joe Donahoe here for to give us a few comments, Ira.
Well, Joe, that makes you 17-9, and you go against a team that hasn't won in the league in Army O'Neck, so good chance 18-9 should position you pretty well when it looks like the Sac Joaquin section makes their pairings.
Yeah, this is new ground for us. Obviously, we were on the outside looking in after the coin flip last year. I'd be lying if I didn't say we didn't use that for motivation since that day. So, yeah, that's a tough Napa team. Boy, they give you everything they have, and you just can't feel comfortable ever.
It's what you call a hard win.
Absolutely. We've had several of those, which I think along the way gets you ready for these kind of games. But I have the utmost respect for Darcy and her program. And for us to be able to get a couple going our way after a long drought, it feels good for all the fans and all the parents and all the students and everybody else that are here rooting for Vintage. So I'm just happy to be a part of it. As usual, you guys saw tonight, our girls play awfully hard for me, and I could not be more grateful for the effort they put in, night out, day in, day out of practice.
Were any of your girls tonight feeling any effects or after effects of the flu?
Yeah, definitely a couple of them, for sure a couple of them. But, you know, it's mind over matter. I don't mind if it don't matter. So that's the way we looked at it. We're all going. We have something we've been looking forward to since June, and we're still on track for that. I think if we get a win on Tuesday, we get to be co-champions. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's been since 1985 since they hung a banner at Vintage for girls basketball. So even I was young then, Ira.
Well, I'll tell you, since you came back from Alaska, you were up here, what, about 20 years?
Yeah, a little over 20 years, definitely. So this is just a really fun group of girls. I, it's just a special thing, and I love watching them get success from all their hard work.
Outside of the win, was there any other one thing that really pleased you?
Well, it's the same thing that pleases me every night, Ira. It's how hard they're willing to play to try and secure a victory for each other. And for the coaches, they're relentless, and that's the best word to describe them.
You know, I would like just the fans to know that not only do you do a heck of a coaching job at Vintage, but you also have a son that is a starter for the Justin Senna boys basketball varsity team. And so when you have a chance, you try to get over there. How did he do last night? I haven't heard.
They played a tough one against Branson. I was able to go over and watch it, obviously, because we played tonight. So, yeah, I was really excited to be able to make one of his games. And I think next year, rumor has it, boys and girls might play on alternating nights. So that would be a great thing for our family. I got to get in the locker room, Ira, and celebrate with the girls. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Congratulations there. Victorious with the Vintage Crushers, Coach Joe Donahoe.
And he reiterated what I mentioned during the game, the tremendous respect that he has for Darcy Ward and that they have for each other. And it was just a terrific game. Getting back to the stats, so after that first game, you know, we had 63 turnovers, and I said that we wouldn't have that in the second game. Well, we didn't. We had 56, though. So 119 turnovers between the two games is a lot of turnovers, but those were forced errors. There was very few careless turnovers. They were well-earned turnovers by the defenses of the team.
Yeah, very tenacious defense on both sides.
And I'm sorry.
I was going to say we were commenting at throughout the game how the defense were hustling and preventing the fast break. That was the main thing. Vintage loves to get that first pass out of there quick and go down for a fast break. Napa was getting back so fast they were cutting off that aspect.
On the turnovers and on the defensive rebounds, both teams are doing a great job of getting back defensively and not allowing those breakaway opportunities. The rebounding was 38-34 in favor of Vintage.
Well, you have to commend Napa there for coming that close, because they did not equal the height that Vintage had.
Right, because I think Kate Ilsley, I mean, I sort of lost track, but I think she had something like 18 rebounds. It was a tremendous game for her. And blocked shots, the Vintage Crushers either blocked or partially blocked 8 of Napa shots. Napa either blocked or partially blocked 2 of the Vintage shots. Napa was first to score, then Vintage went ahead. That was the only lead change in the game. Napa did come back to tie, but never regained the lead. The score was tied on 4 occasions during the game. But the Vintage Crushers get a well-deserved win in girls' big game varsity action.
As they go to 17-9, 7-2 in the league, Napa slips to 10-15, 4-5 in the league. Here's the individual scoring. Each team had one double-figure score. For Napa High, it was Carly Johnson, who had 3 three-pointers and 1 out of 2 at the foul line for 10 points. Malia Blackman had 2 three-point field goals for 6 points. Jane McLaughlin had a field goal, missed her only free throw attempt, 2 points. Jenna Baker, field goal, 1 out of 2 at the foul line for 3 points. Breck Kern did not score. Caitlin Neal did not score. Fate Bartlett did not score. Sophia Brandon did not score. Carly, we mentioned. Anna Gisletta had a field goal for 2 points. And Sienna Young had 3 field goals, 2 out of 2 at the foul line for 8 points, total of 31 for Napa High. The Vintage Crushers were led in scoring as well as rebounding by Kate Ilsley. She had 4 field goals, 4 out of 6 at the foul line for 12 points. Alyssa Andrews had 9 points, coming on 3 field goals, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. Megan Kuhl had a field goal for 2 points. Carlin Bossi played briefly, did not score. Nicole Gleason had 1 field goal in each of the 4 quarters for 8 points. She did not have a trip to the foul line. Lena Morris played briefly, did not score. Bailey Loben had a good all-round game, wound up with 2 field goals. One of those was a 3-pointer, and she was 1 out of 3 at the foul line for 6 points. Maggie Shue played briefly, did not score. Maya Sapenza got a basket right after she got into the game in the first quarter, and that was it, just 2 points. Mo Gross didn't play very much. She did get into the game, but not for very long, didn't score. The same with Lily Meyer. She played briefly, but did not score. The Napa Indians led at the end of the first quarter, 13-9, but it was Vintage outscoring them 16-6 in the second quarter to move ahead 25-19. The end of the third quarter, Vintage had a 5-point lead at 33-28, and then they win by 8 points. So, Dino, your selection as far as players of the game?
Well, for Vintage, I really liked the performance of, well, Kate Ilsley obviously was just outstanding, but I also liked the performance of Alyssa Andrews. And for Napa, I really thought McLaughlin played a terrific game, not a big scoring game, but she was all over the court and just constantly involved in the action. I think you may have mentioned her name during the play-by-play more than any other player except for maybe Kate Ilsley. So I really liked her. And Malia Blackman scored 6 points. But if every three-pointer she shot that almost went in had gone in, she would have had over 20 points, I think, because she had several that were just
down and out.
Down and out.
Spun out.
Yep.
Okay, well, my selections, I would go with Jane McLaughlin for Napa High.
Sure.
She wound up with 2 points, so you don't base her importance to the team on scoring. But she was tremendous on defense. She handled the ball really well, and liked that. Megan Kuhl got into foul trouble, so we didn't have a chance to really see how she handles the ball, but normally a pretty steady ball handler. And Alyssa Andrews has been doing a good job all year, as has Kate Ilsley. Those guys are usually up there. But I'm going to go with the gal that hit her total. She was averaging 7.8 coming in. She is a junior, Nicole Gleason. Just steady, nothing outstanding, nothing, but she was in on the play. She forced action. She forced thing to happen in the good way for
And she made a couple of great moves under the basket, one in particular where she took an inbounds pass, made a spin move, put the ball up off the glass. It was an unstoppable shot. No, there was no way you could be defended. It was just perfect.
Okay, well, that's it as far as the big games for basketball for this year. If you missed it on the little big game, it was Vintage defeating Napa High 37-31. And it was almost the same score in the varsity game, 39-31. But in that JV game, the leading scorers, it was Victoria Solario at 10 points and was selected as our player of the game. And the player of the game for Napa High was Maisley Armstrong Brown, and she had 10 points as well as we have the little big game. And now for the big game, you just heard about that, so that's pretty much our story. I'd like to thank Charles Kennedy, our engineer, Dino Alessio, with his stats, and remind you that the Sports Vine is on the air tomorrow morning.
Right, and Dewey Green will be hosting along with Charles, and it should be a very entertaining show.
And that's from 9 to 10 tomorrow morning. It's all been sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. I'm Ira C. Smith, reminding you the final there in the big game for the girls, Vintage 39, Napa 31.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.